content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Elizabeth Elbert here today, Rosalie Robinson, and Daniel Tagg. Hey, everyone.
How's it going?
Hey.
It's going well. And thank you for the gift. Okay, Diamond, I didn't tell you this. You're going to die laughing. So when I was in the studio a few minutes ago and we were talking about the party playlist we're going to do today, all
Ooh.
Movies, Daniel,
Ooh,
in your honor, since you're the movie man, I saw this gift from Daniel, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. So he passed them out to everyone. I only saw it on, you know, by your keyboard, and I thought it was a tampon. And so I... And
like,
I thought,
tampon.
Diamond's usually more discreet when she's when she's it's that time of month. And so I thought, she's got her tampon out there on the counter. And then I came in and I saw one in front of my thing, and I still thought, what is up with the tampons all over the place?
Oh my god!
And it is it's a gift from Daniel Tagg. So Daniel, thank you for the tampons.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna open it. I'm gonna open it right now.
And oh my gosh!
I don't know what it is, but it is definitely looks like a tampon. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
It's one of those killer pens. No, it's a flashlight.
It's a flashlight.
It's a flashlight.
So it's
oh my gosh.
It's a flashlight pen, so you can always have it on you.
And look at you with the extra batteries for backup.
Two is one, one is none.
Thank you so much.
Batteries.
I'm putting you on the spotlight
It's
I
really
like
bright.
Oh, gosh.
It is, isn't it?
So bright.
And it has a strobe on it, too.
So oh, so it can screw people up?
Exactly.
Oh, let's see. See, go ahead, do it. Let's
go.
Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me.
How do you get the strobe to work?
You got
to
click it a couple. There's three different settings, so you got to click it two more times.
I'm going to have fun with this. Yeah, I'm gonna have fun with this with my cat.
That's not strobing. What are you doing?
So I have to tell you guys, you're gonna die laughing. So when I was driving here this morning, you know I've had my back trouble, and not to be a whiner, I'm not whining, but I've had one hell of a last week or so, and I was in so much pain last night. I didn't sleep. I got up at 2:41 and took more ibuprofen. I had a heating pad on, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I get in my car this morning, and I had been running all around my house, but I hadn't sat down yet. Mm-hmm. I jumped in my car and sat down and immediately got one of those, you know, where you almost bend over. You don't even know which. I couldn't even breathe because the pain was so intense. It's in my left hip. And so anyway, what I'm thinking, and it's in my autoimmune disorder, like attacking my hip and causing a lot of inflammation. But all of that aside, so I thought, oh boy, I better stay. I'm going to stay in the far right lane, at least the two right lanes, and just take it easy getting to work. So I'm driving on 635 in the corridor from hell in Garland, where stuff always happens. I swear, they never pick stuff up out of the road. They need more police. They really do in that corridor on 635 where you enter into Garland. And anyway, so I'm driving down the road. You guys will die laughing. And my daughter, Nia, for the first time today, I allowed her to go with a friend. She's in high school, but they're taking their finals. So there's like a couple hours here and a couple hours there. I allowed her to ride to Starbucks with a friend, reluctantly. But after reading the book, who's coming up on Friday, The Coddling of the American Mind by Greg I said I would not mispronounce it, but it's Jonathan Haidt and Greg Lukianoff. That's it. And so anyway, I thought, I got to let go a little bit and show her that I trust her. So I'm driving down the road, and because I gave her enough time to like get there and get back. And so I said, my car play on my car, text Nia Swad. And so and then she's like, what do you want to say to Nia? And right then, a guy on my left lost total control of his car, came flying across three lanes and nearly took me out of the game. Oh. And I said, holy Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't even realize I said it. Siri says, your message to Nia says, holy Jesus Christ. Would you like me to send that now?
No.
That is awesome.
Good.
Is that crazy?
Thank
That's
you,
good.
Siri.
Right?
Oh God, geez. Siri is so much fun, isn't she?
Was the person okay? Did he gain control?
I got so far away from him. I basically just like really slowed down to about 40, let him get, you know, far away from me.
But he didn't crash into the wall or median or anything.
Sparks,
right?
were coming off his car. Okay.
Oh, geez.
That's how hard he turned. And I thought it was going to spin around and hit me.
Right.
It was so brutal. And I'm like, what in the heck is that guy doing in his car? There was two of them and one in the back. I could see that. And I thought maybe it was a domestic fight, you know, or something like that because of the quick movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that maybe, I don't know, someone hit someone or something. I didn't know what to think.
Oh
my God. I was just like blessing myself. Thank God I didn't have a car accident, you know.
Jeez.
And so I continued to follow him. And then I got enough bravery to, like, go around him because I wanted to be sure that it was safe.
Yeah.
And it was two white guys. Two chubby white guys and some girl in the back.
Why do I gotta be chubby?
Well, I'm just saying that. I'm giving their... Okay, I'm just telling you what they look like, okay?
Yeah,
they both had beards, and I wanted to look at them like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they were doing, but, you know, one of the things that I want to talk to about with you, Daniel, we talk about this all the time, is road safety, because you're the perfect guy to talk about it. Today, we're talking about burglary prevention with you, but, I mean, people have to start driving well. And so I was on the phone with my niece last night, because my daughter Vincenza is going to visit her, and we were talking about how crazy people drive, especially in the country. Mm-hmm. Two times in the last couple of weeks, I've had two of my female friends, and of course she's my niece, but tell me a story where someone was riding so close to them. This is out on country roads, and wouldn't back off. And if they slow down, they still wouldn't back off. You put your flashers on. After a couple of minutes, finally they go around you like, "What is up?" And it's always a dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a guy doing it. So I'm gonna ask. Anyone out there who wants to call in, 214-787-1190. What's up, dudes? Like, seriously, right?
It comes down to the patience and then situational awareness. But patience.
That sounds like that guy Mesger. I was thinking about him.
Yeah.
I was thinking about having him call in on this burglary prevention thing because he talks about situational awareness all the time. And anyway, so what do you do when someone's being a total a-hole and you are female? And you know what? My niece, she almost crashed with her two kids in the car.
No.
So these guys that think that that's funny to, like, ride somebody's A-double grass snakes, I just want to poke their eyes out. Like, seriously, with my pen or my flashlight.
Ridiculous.
You just slow down and pull over and let them pass. That's the best thing. Just keep your cool. Try not to get angry. Just pull over and let them go.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
Well, so you know what my niece did?
If you have room to pull over.
Exactly.
If you do. And and you know what? Both times on country roads, there was no place to pull over.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they jack with you on purpose, like it's some sort of sick game that they want to play. And it's with women.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
I've had a couple guys do it to me, too, as far as, like.
Really?
Know, oh, yeah. It just happens. So you just need to slow down, put on your blinkers just like your friend did.
That's when I wish I was like a police officer undercover and I had like a red light I could put on top of my hood and just pull them over, cuff them, smack them a couple times maybe if they...
I would love to see that.
Oh my God.
I would love to see that.
That would be fun.
There goes Bernadette. Yes, get him.
That's like my dream. Like, I fantasize about that with people that disobey the law and just are total... fools on the road, because you can kill somebody.
Yeah, you need to take responsibility because it's a lot of power and you can kill yourself and others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. People just really, please, for the love of God, would you please just drive better? Be courteous. And think that person next to you might be your child or it might be your sister or your parent or your brother. There's a lot of new drivers on the road. There's a lot of elderly on the road. Mm-hmm. And we just need to be nicer.
And, you know, I saw this one where someone cut someone off, whether it's on purpose or not, on 45. And the other person zoomed in front of them, slammed on the brakes.
Oh,
and
the
other person zoomed in front of them.
Yep.
And they're racing back and forth in traffic. You're like, guys, pull over and duke it out or something, but do not do this. It's so dangerous.
It's so dangerous.
If someone cuts you off, too, it's like, just be cool. It's not the end of the world. You won't remember it tomorrow anyway, so just let it go.
That's what that's the advice I gave both women that told me that story, but I was like, what in the heck?
Yeah.
Some people are just
like,
have
who
a bad
gets
day
off
or,
doing
exactly.
something
they're
like that?
They're just plain miserable.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's like, if someone
you
cuts you off and you
yourself.
React like that, it's not, if you were having a great day, that would not ruin it. Someone's having a bad day, and
well,
you just,
you know
it's
what?
Not your
but
fault.
I'm just saying, I'm just putting the facts out there, just the facts, ma'am. Okay, so both of those guys, too, were older white guys. It's like, what's up with that? Like, what are they so angry about?
You know, but what's really funny is I actually saw a girl riding someone else's carriage and hit bumped as they stopped.
Oh, wow.
And it was two ladies.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So, it's,
yeah, well, women can be foolish,
that's
too, that's for sure, and mean as a snake.
For no reason.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I like that egg.
Listen, and don't
you know, I had
on
to kill
phones.
A snake last week.
Oh,
2 weeks ago. Did
oh,
you
two
not
weeks
know
ago. No, no. I knew 2 weeks ago. I was like, another Wait. One? I was going to be, come
I'm
on
I'm still
now.
Traumatized
you
by it.
Tell this story.
I won't even, you know what? I won't even go pee on the toilet without flushing it first. Make sure there's no snakes.
Wait, oh, that scares me too. No, there's stories of snakes coming up the drain.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
I've thought of that as I go down and sit.
Do not tell me that.
Double check. You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, now I'm the double flusher because I'm so freaked out. You know? I'm just like completely wigged out about it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and of course, the temperature got warm again, so I'm mm-hmm. like, hey, Mr. Snakes, because, you know, my property's so big, but, yes. you know, I do have dogs, and so mm-hmm. yeah. dogs serve so many wonderful purposes. You know, my dog, Jeff, saved my life by mm-hmm. getting in between me and the snake because I didn't know the snake was there and screaming until I took notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good
yeah.
dog.
And we're going to be talking about burglary protection or prevention and protection. That's the thing I say, have a dog in the house.
That's actually one of the things in there. But there was a house that just got robbed just this week, and they stole all the presents. They stole everything
nice
they could.
People.
And they stole the people's dog.
No.
Oh, no. Yes.
They took the dog?
They took the dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That makes
Horrible
me so sad.
People.
That
Who
is
does that?
Heartbreaking. Oh,
well, I'm
my
curious. Was
God.
It like a watchdog? Oh,
no, it was like an older dog that really couldn't do much. And yeah, they took the dog.
Oh, are you serious?
The dog is old and you take the old dog?
I know.
What is
no
wrong
sense.
With people?
Some people
what
are
you
going to
do with
people,
that dog?
People, people,
people. People are just screwed
That's
up.
Sister Mary Edwards. That's my impression of her. All right. We've got a great show coming up. Thanks for that's terrible.
It really is.
That is
so
terrible.
So we're going to
teach
you how to prevent that, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that's why you have a young dog. I've got a mix up. I've got like 5 young dogs, 2 older dogs. So if you come in my house, I'll shoot you. Then I'll have the dogs finish you off.
Yes.
And the cats will pee on you for sure. Yeah.
And this is Back to the Future, by the way.
Exactly.
God, stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop poop be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, Methylguard Plus, and Resveracel in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Come on, guys. Daniel, what song is this? From what movie?
Top Gun.
Is it Top Gun?
No. Oh, wait.
I can't
remember.
I missed a whole decade of movies while I was working.
Sick movies flick. Ever.
I heard the ding.
I like that. I didn't get that ding when I got it right when we were going to break.
You did.
I nailed that one. Breakfast Club. That's been a while.
Oh, Breakfast Club. Yeah. That's right.
Rosalie got
that's
that
a great
one.
Good job,
movie.
Rosalie. Yeah. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Elizabeth Albert in studio with me, Daniel Tagg, and Rosalie Robinson. We'll start with Elizabeth Albert, since you're to my right, to my right. Okay.
Yes. Sing it, Beyonce.
Oh my God, it's actually to your left. To your left.
Right.
To the left, to the left.
But we can go
okay.
Right.
I'm very punchy from zero sleep. But I always love having you in studio. I really do. Elizabeth Albert is a new friend of mine. How long have we been friends? About a year now?
Yeah.
Not quite, almost. I met her through my dear friend, Patty DiBernardo.
Yes.
And Elizabeth is the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas. You are on Lemon Avenue, kind of across from the Porsche dealership.
Right.
Yeah, the
right.
Park Place Porsche.
In between Inwood and the Tollway.
Between Inwood and the Tollway.
Yes.
And, you know, your place is really nice, too, by the way. Really,
thank
really
you.
Nice. You know, Elizabeth, she received her bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Texas at Arlington, where she also played Division I college basketball. She is a certified personal fitness trainer, group fitness trainer, a certified fitness nutrition coach, and has been a basketball trainer for 10 years. You should see her three shot. She has, is that what they call it?
Three-point shot.
Sorry, I haven't been
that's
to a game
okay.
in a while. But yeah, Elizabeth has a strong passion for fitness, nutrition, health, and overall well-being. Her goal is to inspire, motivate, uplift, and encourage people to achieve their fitness goals and improve their lifestyle. You can find her at treadfitness.com. That's treadfitness.com. Today we're talking about how to stay fit during the holidays. So, you know, everybody's like off the chain.
It's so hard.
Their schedules are just crazy yeah. right now, including my own. So what are some ways to prepare your body before the holidays, which really we're in the holiday season right now, but what
right.
can you do to just get a little bit of exercise maybe in every day?
Well, the most important thing is plan ahead.
Yeah.
You know what's coming up.
Yeah.
You know what parties you're going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's going to be tons of food, sugars and carbs and all kinds of great stuff
everywhere.
Right. So prioritizing your workouts, fitting it mm-hmm. in, you know, because if you're watching your calories and you don't want to gain that, what is it, 10 to 15 pounds, Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over
the holidays.
People actually gain that much? I can't
even believe
it.
Most of it's water weight. You can't physically, well, I don't know, you could if you really tried, but it's hard to gain that much in a couple of days
yeah.
worth
yeah.
of eating. But yeah, 10 to 15 pounds during the holiday season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
yes.
So Thanksgiving,
well, yeah, I mean,
and
yeah.
even till January, people are still thinking it's the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, till New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then reality, back to reality. But but it is good to you know, rest your body, your mind. I think it's a good time just to rest, too.
Right.
But not overeat. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. And those cookies
no.
add up. A cookie here, a cookie there, extra
yes.
cocktail. Next thing you know, you're a little chubby. Right?
I love that word. I just love that word.
That's good.
Or fluffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy's
fluffy,
a lot
chubby.
Nicer.
Yeah. So you say prepare your body. How can you prepare your body? What do you do?
Like I said, when you're working out, when you're going to have a party or when you're going to a party, get your workout in before. is what I would say. Once or twice a week, whatever you normally do, do that. Just don't hold off and, you know, oh, I'm going to go eat. I'm going to have this party. I don't need to work out. That's when you start gaining all that weight.
Well, I'm going to quote Matt Mullenweg here. He was on the show the other day. He was featured in the book of Tools of Titans. I always want to say Tools of Titans. And it's an incredible book that Tim Ferriss wrote.
Yes.
I think actually Sean Wells told me about it, but he's the co-founder of WordPress. And so, he's a really cool guy, too, I have to tell you. But in his book, his interview with Tim Ferriss, he said how he got in shape was to do one push-up a day, which I thought was kind of very clever, actually, because once you get started, that's all it takes, really, to get started. So you do that one push-up, which you know you're probably not going to do one. You might do two or three, but it kind of like jump-starts you to motivate you to work out, even if it's just a little bit here and a little bit there, because that's how my workouts now. I can't get a full workout. I get 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20, and then maybe 10 minutes later on in the day with, you know, we talk about this all the time. I've got weights all over my house, ropes, kettlebells, you name it.
Yep.
I can run up and down the stairs and go down the fire pole and do that a couple of times or whatever, but right, I think you have to make
Training during the holidays. You don't want to cut that out.
Well, you know what? So I showed someone this move yesterday. I'll do it.
Okay, here she goes. She's
gonna Commentator get Daniel, you ready?
I'm ready. 13 pounds? 15 pounds in each hand. She's getting serious. Okay, her back. She can't do much with her back. Okay, she's getting down to a squat. Went in the heels. She's coming up. She's squatting. She's rowing. She's coming up.
Back
squatting,
straight, shoulders back.
Yeah, and rowing. So she gets down in the squat, does a row, and then comes back up.
It's an entire body workout, though, right? And if you do like 3 to 5 sets, it might take you like 15, 20 minutes, but at least you're getting your body moving and you're keeping your muscles toned and full engagement the whole time. Like, don't do them sloppily. Mm-hmm. Do them like you mean it.
Right. Exactly.
But, right? So what else can people do? What's your best advice for consistency during the holidays?
Don't cut the workout out. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And a lot of people complain and they say, I don't have a gym. Where we're going? We're going out of town. There's no gym. Dude, there's Google. There's YouTube. You can get any kind of video, a 10, 15 minute video, even 20 minutes, and get a good workout in.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a gym. You don't need weights. You have your body weight.
Well, it's really hard. I mean, I have to say, you two both are single. You don't have any children. Makes a big difference when you've got a deal, there's a lot of child, you know, stuff going on. You got shopping. You've got events that you have to go to.
Talk to Jocko Willink.
The what?
Jocko Willink. He has kids. He's a dad.
Well, he's a guy, so automatically he's got more time. Just joking. No, but seriously, it is true. The typical woman has more responsibilities, has more difficulty finding time for a workout, especially with very young children.
And that goes to planning ahead. Have your snacks, your healthy snacks available. Like, don't let there be a cop-out. You're feeding your kids all these kinds of crazy things, and you're like, okay, let me just nibble on it, too.
So what's a good healthy snack, you guys? What do you guys carry in your bag?
Cold vegetables with hummus or ranch. I'm on keto, so I'm all ranched out.
Yeah.
You know, nuts, like a raw nut
bag
mix.
Bag of nuts?
Yeah, I make my own trail mix.
Cheese for me.
Cheese?
That? Cheese and nuts.
Oh, my God.
Cheese and nuts?
Cheese is so good.
Cheese and nuts. Nuts and cheese.
And the other thing, Bernadette, is that you never want to go to a party hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you go to a party hungry, you're going to eat everything under the sun. All the sugary drinks are coming. All the carbs are the sweets. It's just not a good thing.
Yeah.
So maybe eat something small.
Unless you're going
someplace
really delicious, you don't want to ruin your appetite.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? What we're doing Friday night.
But then what you do for that, like for Thanksgiving, I'll fast for 20. Not everyone can do this, but I'll fast for 24 hours before the big meal. I'll have whatever I want at the big meal, enjoy it, and then I'll fast. I fasted for 36 hours after Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
So I catch up for it.
I would get a migraine from fasting.
But I've gotten used to fasting. So it comes down to what Elizabeth was saying, was plan ahead, whether it's eating a little bit beforehand or fasting beforehand, whatever works for your schedule or for you.
What about you, Rosalie?
Me?
You fast.
Turn to the unhealthiest person at the and top of the fattest one, and you ask me that? Really?
But you know, you do, everybody does. So I ate really well last night. I went to Fadi's Mediterranean Grill because I'm vegetarian mostly. Or I am a vegetarian mostly, but sometimes I'll eat a little bit of fish, but not very often anymore. I just can't do it. But I'm like a ketotarian, like Dr. Will Cole in his book. But so I went to Fadi's and we had all this eggplant and hummus and vegetables and all this. And it was so great. And They felt so healthy. And then I said, oh, you know, where's that key lime pie?
My gosh. Yeah, you and the key lime pie. I remember.
I should have never brought it into the house. It's contraband. But I really thought that my daughters would enjoy it. And here's a funny thing. So they barely touched it.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the one eating?
You ate it.
I was like losing my mind. I probably had 10
bites of
it.
And then she did some kettlebell rows.
No, I didn't exercise.
Squat row.
I did like one set yesterday showing my friend that move, you know, that what would you call that?
Squat to row.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? She did it at the gym yesterday and she said she felt it today. Mm-hmm. And 15 pounds was too much. She went back. She went to 10 pounds. I typically do 20, but it's such a good way to work out. Mm-hmm. You get your glutes, you get your quads, you mm-hmm. get your hamstrings, you get your shoulders. You're holding your abs tight mm-hmm. and your shoulders back. It's a really great move. And then of course you can do the squat with the arm press and
The thrusts. Yeah.
Get your what are these called here?
Triceps.
There you go, triceps.
Are they hangy downy snakes? I mean, yeah. Really.
Mine aren't hanging downy. That's a really good thing because I made sure they're not.
That's good.
Anyway, but it's easy
also,
to let it get
one
away.
One more thing, Bernadette, make sure you sleep, guys. Make sure you sleep because you burn calories in your sleep.
Yeah. And you have energy to work out the next day.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, all great advice. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got Daniel Tagg coming up. Elizabeth is staying with us. And Rosalie Robinson, you're listening to One Life Radio.
It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. Two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put 4 in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy 3 and get 1 free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh yeah,
no, I know this one. What about Weird Science? Do you remember Weird Science?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
This song was on there too.
Oh,
I think.
Was?
Yeah.
I don't know if I watched that one. Weird Science.
That's
oh my
a
gosh,
voice.
Daniel.
Maybe I have.
We are one. So watching that movie. It is so good. Classic.
Yeah. So would that classic. Be like a date?
It might be.
You never know.
All right, I'm trying to keep it platonic here and not get carried away. But that got me. I had to say something, you know, have to. But everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with me, Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert. I want to let everyone know before we continue that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iheartmedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that keep this rocket going up. And I've got an announcement to make. We'll be going into Southern California in the new year. So I'm
Yay.
Pretty excited about that. Yeah.
I was out there for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love LA.
So, yeah. Well, it's not quite LA, but pretty close. But yeah. Five counties out there. It's a nice,
awesome.
We're going to follow Dave Ramsey, which is quite a compliment. So,
it's a compliment.
Yeah, so moving on up.
So awesome.
And moving forward, but great companies like Sun Warrior are helping us to make that happen. You can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premier all-natural raw Oh, gosh.
You're tickled today.
I'm punchy. I haven't slept.
Yeah.
I'm like completely a mess. Like, seriously.
What are you doing at night?
Huh? I pulled out my back.
Her back.
Like, yeah. bad.
Oh, so it hurts that you can't sleep even. Yeah, it pains you.
Yeah. All night.
Oh,
yeah. So anyway, but I did get like maybe 2 hours last night. But anyway, but you can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And it really is. I had my shake this morning. It is a premier all natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. And of course, Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off anything that you order. Squatty Potty makes a great gift any time of the year. So check it out at squattypotty.com. And the H Hemp Company, there isn't a day that goes by that I typically don't forget to use my CBD oil. It really keeps me level and focused and ready to take on the day no matter what. So check it out. And they have a special right now at the H Hemp. It's hhemp.com with their Breath Blast spray. If you put 4 in your cart, you only pay for 3, so that's like 25% off. And it's a great little gift for yourself and for your friends or family to chill them out and give them fresh breath. You got any relatives that have bad breath? You might want to get them one.
I don't know.
And use the code OLR1. And, of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you to pick up a copy, which you can find a steer pretty easily here in Texas, right?
Yes, you could.
And the Wellbeing Journal, of course, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And I just received a picture a couple of minutes ago that Lexi and Ryan are headed home with Jackson baby to start their new life together. And I think it's so beautiful. I don't know if we'll be able to share it on social media. I'll see if Lexi will let us. But he's cute as a button. And congratulations to them. They're driving right now and listening to us. Always great to have you in studio, Daniel. And thank you again for the marvelous Christmas gift that I can, you know, go and F people up with.
There you go.
I really got a good one. I'm so excited
about mine.
True
meaning of season, F people up.
No.
Well, just in case. Criminals, anyway.
Just in case.
Burglars,
yes.
Or whatever.
Burglars,
I'm
yes.
out there helping the police fight crime. But Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in the orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training, as well as muscle activation techniques. Daniel is also a licensed massage therapist, and he holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and he was a wildland firefighter. And you're just totally all the way around BA. So you're the perfect person to tell us about burglary prevention during the holidays. So, you know, how do you prevent someone from breaking into your house?
The main thing is try to make your house appear as risky to break into as possible. You want to remember, mm-hmm. burglars want to get in and out very quickly and very easily without being seen.
Yeah.
So you want to make an atmosphere where that's hard for them to do. You know, put motion sensor lights, put, you know, alarm systems on there. Or even if you can't afford alarm system, at least put alarm system signs mm-hmm. up, right?
Yeah.
Have alarm system signs on your windows so they're less likely to try to lift up your windows because they're afraid of it going off.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, what I think is a great suggestion is to start or join your neighborhood watch. Start a neighborhood watch.
And
there's nothing better than that, really, because and you take your shift and then, you know, you're out there protecting your community.
Yes.
It's a feel-good kind of thing.
I agree. It builds community within the neighborhood.
Yes.
And again, that just having a neighbor that'll watch out for your house, whether it's a neighborhood watch or just a good neighbor that just keeps an eye out for you and you
yep.
keep an eye out for them. I have a guy that does it for me out in the
yeah.
country
oh,
while
yeah.
I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making sure that you're kind of helping each other. But you want to, you know, make it well lit, motion sensors, have good solid core doors,
mm-hmm.
have deadbolt locks on the outside and the inside. And then you want to, like you said, have your neighbors watch out for it.
Yeah. Is it good to keep your, if you're leaving your house, how should you put your lights?
Okay, so you want to put your lights on timers. This is a very good question, because if you have your lights on all day and then they're on all night, it's a dead giveaway that you're gone.
Mm. Ah.
So you want to have them on timers so they come on
mm-hmm.
at night. You do not want to leave them on all day
yeah.
and all night, because anyone that's casing the place will notice that.
Yeah.
And it's a dead giveaway that you're gone.
Well, I think it's a good idea if you're going away to have someone stay at your house. I
yes.
think that's, and especially if you have animals, that's the only solution you have. But to someone actually stay at the house, or even two people, sometimes a couple. And I think that's a great way to protect your home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so what about this? What were you saying? That someone broke into somebody's home, took all their presents and their dogs. That is a heartbreaking story
uh-huh.
because of the dog.
Yeah.
The material things you can replace.
Yes.
But
like
you know, my gosh, there's no way you can prevent that.
Horrible people. I don't know. So you just, again, you do things like this so they're less likely to pick you as a target. So they're going to try to pick the easiest target. Don't
right.
make yourself an easy target.
Well, and you know, a guy who was, he was with a furniture cleaning company. I got my couch steamed back a couple of months ago. He was telling, he saw all my animals. We started talking about animals. And he was saying that he had a friend who said, don't leave your dog outside during the day. Because if it's a nice little dog, or if it's, you know, if it's an expensive dog or whatever, I think all dogs have the same value, just by the way. And if you go and buy a fancy dog, shame on you, when so many are being killed in our shelters every single day across the whole country. But if you choose to do that and be a loser, then
damn,
she's hard.
I'm pretty hardcore on that, you know, seriously. Well, I mean, think about it. About 2 million, 3 million animals a year now. It used to be like 5 to 8 million mm-hmm. are getting thrown into the trash because nobody mm-hmm. wants them, and yet we're going and buying new ones. I mean, to me, that's just mm-hmm. that's a crime against the world. It's a crime against the earth, and it's in our environment. Where do all those dead animals go? I mean, That's a lot of animals. It's, in fact, when I first heard about the statistic, and I know that's not what we're talking about, but it was enough to fill Giant Stadium to the rim 2 times.
Wow.
That's how many animals are destroyed in this country, unwanted animals. So if you're going to get a doggy in the window, make sure it's at the SPCA
right.
or some other place. But anyway.
And Bernadette, you talk the talk and you walk the walk.
I do.
Because you have 21 animals.
Yeah. No, I've got 19, God. Not 20.
Oh, I thought it was 21. My bad.
You need to get one more to make it a round number.
It feels like 19. 21.
I've got 7 dogs and 12 cats when my daughter brings home her too. So, but yeah, I do. And thank you so much for saying that because they're so wonderful. That's what I'm saying. You can't replace that. And so you really do need to protect your home. So what are some of the weak points that burglars can get in that most people don't even think of?
Number one is your garage. If you have a garage, it'll open with the universal remote. A burglar can go by, open up your garage and go right into your house if your garage is connected to your house.
Wow.
So make sure you
didn't even think of that.
I know most people don't, but that's what burglars go. They just kind of click around the neighborhood and see which ones open up. And again, easy target.
Oh God,
so
that makes
go
me so
to your
mad.
Electrician and make sure that it's not compatible with the universal remote.
You're giving burglars ideas right now.
No,
is what's happening.
Burglars know these ideas.
Oh,
this
they
is
already
nothing
know.
New.
They know. Criminals. Well, you can put a deadbolt on that door.
You can
because I used to have that,
door.
And I had deadbolts
on your garage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I had 12 dogs at that time, so. You come into my house, like the neighbors are going to hear it.
And, that's another big deterrent is put up, you know, beware of dog, have big dogs, things like that. But then another one is your side doors and your back door. The most two common areas of people coming in are the garage and the back door. Back mm-hmm. door is not well lit. People mm-hmm. can't see you. And it's usually, you know, not that well deadbolted like the front door is.
Yeah.
So make sure you have deadbolts on the front and the inside, only unlockable by in the inside. Make sure it has at least an inch penetration. Don't make a joke to the door to
Sorry.
Make sure
it,
there's a lock.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Daniel went there.
You can't
I
say
so
that
shy.
Word.
Oh, my God. See, that's how tired I am. You said penetration, and I didn't even make a dirty joke.
I had to say it to get the point across, but you make sure it at least goes
he
in there.
He said it.
Okay. And make sure on your windows you have signs saying alarms on windows. Even if you don't have them, that's another weak point is windows.
Yeah.
And sliding glass doors, put a secondary thing in it like a wooden dowel or something because people can lift it and come off.
Yep.
And realize they can still break the window. So if they really want to come in through the sliding glass doors, they will. But solid core doors or metal doors.
I've got great tips for if you have a business how to not get robbed, too, because I've had that happen to me several times, as you know, from being on the show. But you got to walk like a badass, too. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. And not just walk it. Like, mean it. Like, you mess with me, I'm not going down easy.
Yep.
So, seriously.
That's right.
Rosalie's over there dancing. All right, everyone. Well, we've got more coming up. I want to continue talking about that, but we're going to talk, too, about secrets of the most productive people in the universe with Rosalie Robinson. Stay tuned, everyone. You are listening to One Life Radio.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Lala's Mexican Cafe.
clean, real food for your mind, body, and soul. Lala's believes that what you eat matters, and so do I. That's why they serve only the cleanest, freshest ingredients, serving grass-fed beef, organic chicken, non-GMO tortillas and chips, non-processed cheese, and non-refined sugar and unprocessed flour. Stop by Lala's Mexican Cafe for one of their organic margaritas, sweetened with stevia, and experience a better way to live La Vida Verde. And if I see you there, margaritas are on me. That's Lala's Mexican Cafe in Preston Center, Dallas, Texas.
What is it? What is it? He's so excited.
I am so excited. I could see the guy dancing, and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie.
He's doing all these dancing songs. I don't know these movies. You're stumping me today.
I have no idea.
I don't know why I keep picturing, like,
what is it,
Diamond?
Risky
Business.
Yes!
Risky
Business.
Yes, yeah,
I've
never watched
business.
That.
Yes.
I see him dancing in the socks,
these dancing
right?
Yeah.
That's with Bill Murray, right? Who's that with?
No.
Who's the actor?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Okay. Tom Cruise.
But
Tom Cruise.
He's
yeah.
in his underwear and a white shirt.
I have seen that.
Sliding the shirt.
Oh, yeah. I remember that scene.
I tried to block that out.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. I was almost in a movie with him. I got picked as a speaking extra.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I missed the call. It's back before they only, when they just had answering machines.
Yeah.
At the first Pizza Patron on Jim Miller Road. Seriously. And I got picked for a speaking part, and they said, we'll call you. And they called, and
you weren't there.
We didn't get the message because we didn't open until 4. And they called around noon, and I was at work because that's when I had like 3 jobs. Anyway, and so, so I missed my chance.
Yeah.
But that was cool. They were filming Born on the 4th of July here in Dallas.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. I was like just a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Elizabeth Albert in studio with me, Daniel Tagg, and Rosalie Robinson in studio with us. She is the Vice President of Human Resources for Motorsport Aftermarket Group. She is our in-house human resources expert and has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses. You can find Rosalie at ConciliumHC.com. That's ConciliumHC.com. Today we're talking about secrets of the most productive people. So what does it mean to be productive?
That's such a good question. It's kind of a personal
thing. You wrote
thing.
It.
I love that. Pat on the back.
Actually, Diamond wrote it. I didn't write it.
Oh, Diamond wrote it. Okay.
Diamond wrote it. Yeah. So I think she writes great questions. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of a personal thing. So think about just around this table from a productivity standpoint, right? You probably think of productivity differently than our friend Elizabeth or even Daniel or Diamond, right? Or Marie, right?
Yeah.
It's something that can be personal. Some people think of it as more work. I'm capable of doing more, mm-hmm. right, in the time. Others are like, I want to do the right thing, right? At the right time.
I was super productive this morning.
Oh, were you?
You see how fast I said that?
Yes, you did. Yeah, this is why it's hard to believe your back hurts, because I'm telling you, she's like a little.
And I didn't slow me down.
On no sleep.
Did not slow me down. Sleep. No sleep. Yeah. I was having flowers delivered, 3 Christmas cards, scrubbing
That's
the floor.
Productive.
I mean, I was polished the wood on the, all the way up the 2 flights of stairs. I was all over
the
place.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, see, you're very productive. And by the way, her eyes are clear and quite bright.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that all that Mediterranean food I ate.
Oh, I'm sorry. The imagery is just can't be equaled here. So one of the things I love is there's a blogger. She's a productivity consultant and success coach, Lisa Montanaro, and she writes about productivity. I like her definition, which is accomplishing what you set out to do.
I love it.
Yeah. So simple, I like that. It's easy.
Simple.
It's nice and simple.
I say, and then some.
Yes, if that's your definition, for sure. And then some.
Oh, yeah. I had laundry going, too. Yeah. It's all over the place. Yeah, no, seriously. But I think that people procrastinate so much. That's what inhibits them from being more productive.
It can. It definitely can. I think some of us put things off. We say, well, you know, I'll do that. I'll do that later, right? I've got, you know, maybe exercise is my thing, and I'm there, and I'm doing several sets of those thrusters and
you
squats.
You can do those in between doing the laundry.
Exactly. And so you're busy doing them. You kind of like how it makes you feel. Before you know it, you start dancing. But you really have to go move the laundry to the dryer, right?
Right?
But I'll do that later.
Mm-hmm.
So you procrastinate. Next day comes. comes and the wet laundry's still sitting in the washing, right? Yeah. And it's not smelling so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to do
it
again.
I could not live like
that. It puts you behind.
And it puts you behind. Yeah. And when you think about your work in a day-to-day basis, sometimes when you're in your office or at a desk doing whatever you have to do that's assigned, you procrastinate on something you really have to get done. To help avoid that, you really want to plan,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a calendar or they got a phone or they have some tool that you use and you want to put that to good use for being productive.
Well,
you want to plan.
Yeah, I think it comes down to attitude, you know, just not having a lazy attitude. Like you see something on the floor, you walk by it, you pick it up and you put it where it goes.
You know how many people don't do that?
Yeah, no, it drives me crazy.
Me.
Yeah. You know, my famous expression to my children is, I can work circles around you. Seriously.
Yeah. Yes, you have said that. I've heard that.
No, I can. Yes. And that's ridiculous.
Most
people,
Bernadette.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just because I had to do a lot at an early age. And it's funny because, like I said, I've been reading this book, The Coddling of the American Mind, you know, and there's so much good information in this book. There really is. But, you know, we had chores when I was a kid. We had a schedule we had to follow.
Yes.
And if my mother ran out of stuff to do, she would make us dust the baseboards once a week or clean
out
the front closet. We always had a job to do.
Yeah.
And we had to do it well. And if we didn't, we had to do it again.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's how you learn a standard.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's another important thing. So in terms of building good capabilities with your kids, that's a very good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Having chores, having something you expect of them, and then encouraging them to get it done well. If you always have to go behind and say, oh, well, this is not quite right. Remember, you're trying to breed and create that person's going to do it great next time.
Mm-hmm.
We do better by encouraging us, pointing out the things we've done well and offering some correction, but not standing behind and saying, hey, let me do it. Right?
Yeah.
Then micromanaging.
Not able to cultivate the behavior you want.
The movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you got to whistle while you work.
Whistle while you work.
Like,
I love it.
It's about an attitude.
Yes. Music makes everything better.
For sure.
Yeah.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the more productive people, if you don't mind. Let's just talk about a couple of those. So, because I really love these. Monet Janelle, who's an actress and a singer, is, and this is out of an article, just so you know, out of Fast Company. I love that magazine. It's one of my favorites. Monet Janelle, who's an actress and a singer, right? She's actually highlighted in this article as one of the most productive kind of people when you look at her. And she's really successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, and very much agree with, I think, four things she focuses on. She's very practical. So she's not somebody who's, you know, let's make it all fancy, dress it up, right? She's practical. Mm-hmm. She thinks about what is the application of something. She loves Slack as a communication tool. She said one thing she's recognized is over time, you can get sucked into that social media thing. You spend too much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
So she really monitors that in terms of her time around that.
So what is Slack?
Slack is a communication tool. Just like you have Outlook for email, Slack is one of those communication tools that you can type into and send a message to someone. You can categorize messaging as well. You can interact with people. So you can set up different types of communities where you invite people into
it. Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really cool, for sure.
So what are the other two that she believes?
The other is methodical. She's very methodical. So she plans. She really is somebody who likes to keep things carefully measured out. And she has a collaborative team that helps her. And she's selective. We can't do everything. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a smorgasbord every day to face. We have to select, be picky, prioritize those things that are most important
to
you. Yeah.
Well, and I just want to add, I think that your children should always come first.
If you have children, I would agree. Yeah. That's very important. Children need to be a priority. They didn't come by accident, right? You had them for a reason.
Well, yeah, they're a lot of work, but you know
they
what?
Are.
They are, and it's worth it, though. It is.
You have two beautiful ones.
Yeah, it is. They're. Thank you. They're. Yeah. And so do you. Three.
I have three.
You have three. And being productive is—it's really not that—it's not that difficult. It's just—it's practice makes perfect. Like I said, you don't walk past the whatever it is on the floor, and you don't take your shoes off.
Nope.
If you do take them off in the kitchen before you walk to the, then take them to the bedroom when you're going down that way. I'm always traveling with something in my hands.
I can believe it.
You know, and I keep like cleaning products in every part of my house, so I can if I can, you know, quickly clean a bathroom or something, I knock it out. It doesn't take that long.
No.
I cleaned the bathroom this morning in the guest room upstairs.
Get out of town.
Because yes, I did.
Oh,
and
you got so much done.
I got so much done. I reshaped
it. My back hurts.
How you work?
My back hurts.
When you have
my back
sleep.
My hurt. See, my back actually felt good moving around like that. It's when I went to sit down, I jacked it up again.
Wow.
So, but yeah, but you know, even with a jacked up back, you can still get a lot done, right?
For sure.
It's an attitude.
Well, you sure can.
Yes.
Well, you got to do it. I don't have a backup quarterback. But I always love having you in studio, Rosalie Robinson. Thank you so much. You can find her, as I said, at conciliumhc.com. Everyone, another shout out quickly to our sponsors, great companies like the H-Hemp Company, Sun Warrior, I'm not going to get through all of them, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, the ISSN, and Squatty Potty. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.